This album is named the Shah Jahan album because it belonged to one of the greatest emperors of the Mughal royal family, Shah Jahan, ruler of the world. That's what his title means. The Met has many folios from this album, so many that we can rotate them through the year, which also preserves their color because they're not exposed to too much light. We hope that at any time the public will be able to see great portraits from the Emperor's album, animal and bird studies from the Emperor's album, and also other types of genre subjects and calligraphy. The art of portraiture was one of the great innovations of Mughal painting because suddenly before our eyes we have features, faces as they really were, captured in brilliant detail and with acute psychological observation as much as physical. Among the nobles that you see, you have people of many ethnic backgrounds who are all part of the Mughal court at the time. You also see fantastic costumes. They're as carefully observed as the faces. Men were fabulously dressed. You don't have very many portraits of women, a few but not many. Most of the portraits that you see in the Emperor's album tend to show the subject in profile. We don't know exactly why that is the case, but we can speculate on various things. One is the fact that a more respectful vantage point for the artist was considered to be a profile view of the subject, not somebody who you would have dared to look at head on. Usually the emperor is in the middle of these kind of formal arrangements with people facing him on each side. Therefore, one assumes that the artist would have really seen these side profile views of these figures looking towards the emperor. The borders around almost every subject show a fantastic world of plants and little butterflies, cloud bands, insects. The more you look at those borders, the more you'll see. Precise observation of nature was a particular interest in the Mughal period. To hear about the depiction of nature in Indian art, press play.